This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Artillery brigades from Colorado and Oklahoma are working with the Estonian military to practice shooting rockets. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Lieutenant Colonel Ashkan Enga has been with the National Guard for 27 years. The Boulder resident says most people know the Guard from its work within the state, be it fires or blizzards.
But we also get to do the federal mission, whether we have units deployed in the Middle East, all over the globe, or coming out here for an exercise. It's just amazing that one state can do that.
He says exercises like this, where they practice shooting rockets with their Estonian counterparts, show the varied roles the Guard can play. Colorado is one of six states that have units participating in exercises across the Baltics. In Saaremaa, Estonia, I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
There's more from our reporting in Estonia at CPR.org. Colorado school districts can begin applying for rebates to replace diesel school buses with electric or clean fuel buses. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The Clean School Bus Program is a five-year, $5 billion federal program. Priority goes to low-income, rural, tribal, and high-need school district applicants. They can request funds for up to 25 new electric school buses. The EPA will award up to $500 million this year. Meantime, state lawmakers set aside $65 million for electric school buses to help improve air quality. A state agency must still decide whether the money will purchase the electric buses outright or will offset costs. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The state will create a fund to help two river basins keep more groundwater underground. Governor Polis signed a bill yesterday to set aside $60 million of federal pandemic relief money to retire groundwater wells that are used to irrigate farmland. That's in the Rio Grande Basin in southern Colorado and the Republican River Basin in the east. The Colorado Avalanche are one win away from advancing in the NHL playoffs. They beat St. Louis in Game 3 of their series last night. Final score 6-3. The teams play again tomorrow. This is CPR News.